Welcome everyone to Parshat HaShavua. This week's Parsha is Bahar and B'chukosai. Two Parshas, the end of our Sefer Vayikra, and getting closer to Shavuos and Matan Torah. So I'm going to focus just on the first Pasuk of Bahar this week. We have the Mitzvah of Shemitah, but specifically the Rashi at the very, very beginning of the Parsha. And the Rashi says the following. Well, let's have a look at the Pasuk first. Vayidaber Hashem el Moshe. Hashem spoke to Moshe, Bahar Sinai Lemur, at Har Sinai, saying, and then it goes on to give the mitzvahs of Shemitah and Yovel. Shemitah is a sabbatical year, every 7 years, not to work the land, and Yovel is the 50th year. So Rashi asks the famous question, Ma Inyan Shemitah Eitzel Har Sinai? Why is Shemitah specifically mentioned next to the concept of Har Sinai? Surely all the mitzvahs were given at Sinai. Says Rashi, what the Torah is trying to tell us is the following. Ma Shemitah, just like Shemitah, the Torah specifically says here that Kol Yisrael uprot Yisrael v'digdukeo, the general principles, the details, and the nuances were all given at Sinai, so too all mitzvahs were given at Sinai in the same way. That's the Rashi. That's one answer of why the specific mention of the laws of Shemitah together with the laws of Har Sinai. The Kli Yakar gives a bit of a different take. And he says the following. He says a very, very sort of beautiful idea. And he says there's a very, very specific connection between Shemitah and Har Sinai. He says, we know that after the Yidden left Mitzrayim, they counted 7 weeks, seven times seven, in other words, right? And then came the time of Matan Torah, and Matan Torah, when the time came Matan Torah, the 50th day, the Har Sinai, the mountain of Sinai, became holy. It was sanctified. And in fact, because it was sanctified, there was a prohibition against planting and plowing the Har Sinai, especially on the 50th day, the day of Matan Torah. And then there was a certain freedom that was given, which came through the call of the shofar. The call of the shofar was blown on the day of Matan Torah, and Hashem gave us the Ten Commandments, which the Torah says was called Horus al Haluchos, was engraved on the tablets. And Chazal tell us what does Horus mean? Horus is the same word as Chairus, which means that we know that Ein Lecho Ben Chayr, who's a truly free person, is a person who learns Torah, who's connected to Hashem through Torah, that's a person that's freedom. So there were seven times 7 days, 7 weeks in other words. Then came the 50th day. That day, the Har Sinai was sanctified. That day was a day that planting and plowing on the mountain was forbidden. Shofar was blown and true freedom was given. Says Hashem to Moshe Rabbeinu, just like Har Sinai, I want to re-experience that concept or enact a similar idea when you go into Eretz Yisrael. Why? Because when you go into the land of Eretz Yisrael, there's a comparison to Har Sinai because its air, its atmosphere is holy. And we know when it comes to Torah, there's a special thing with Torah and Har Sinai. Har Sinai was when the Torah was given. But it says that Avira, the Eretz Yisrael, Machim, the air of Eretz Yisrael makes a person wise, and Ein Torah Ketoras Eretz Yisrael. There is no Torah like the Torah of Eretz Yisrael. Therefore, you have to have in Eretz Yisrael the same idea as the holiness of Sinai. How does that work? So the Torah gives the law of Shemitah. Shemitah is every 7 years. And then the Torah goes on to say that seven times seven, you count seven Shemitahs, and the 50th year is Yovel. What happened on Yovel? Yovel was another year besides Shemitah. It was the 50th year, where you weren't supposed to plow or work the field, just like Har Sinai. On the 50th day, freedom was given to all the slaves, because a Jewish slave cannot be a slave more than Yovel. But Yovel comes, even if he wants to stay longer than the 7 years, as we read in Parashat Mishpatim, the 6 years, he wants to stay longer. Nevertheless, he can't stay longer than Yovel, so freedom is given. And how did it all happen in the time when Yovel was observed? They used to blow shofar, not only on Rosh Hashanah, but also on Yom Kippur. There was a special shofar blowing for Yovel. And that gave the freedom to all the slaves, and therefore it's exactly like the story of Har Sinai, and that's why Har Sinai is mentioned at the beginning of the Parsha, before the laws of Shemitah and Yovel. So that's an interesting take. On the subject of Shemitah, right? On the subject of Shemitah, I want to share with you another concept of the Kli Yochra that says a very beautiful thing. He says, why is there a mitzvah of Shemitah? Why does the Torah tell us that when we come into Eretz Yisrael, we should plow and work the land for 6 years, but then the seventh year, we should not work the land, and it should be the sabbatical year, the Shemitah. So he brings some sources, which I think the Rambam alludes to in Mori Nevuchim, and he says, because it's actually good for the land. It's good for the land to give it a break, and that's why the Torah gave that mitzvah. However, he says many dispute this reason. Because first of all, if that's the purpose, in other words, it's just for the purpose of the land, so why is not keeping Shemitah considered such a big avera? To the point where Chazal tell us at the first Pesach Mikdash, the golus happened when it was destroyed because people didn't keep Shemitah. And also the truth is, if you ever look at it, there were cultures that would let the land fallow to strengthen the land, but after the weekend, but it was done in a rotation system, right? He doesn't say this to Kli Yochra, but that's also true. Another thing also, that it's interesting that really it should be, after the 6 years of working the land, it should be the weakest, and Hashem said it'll give produce the strongest to take care of you when you keep Shemitah and so on. Okay, so he rejects that reason. Then he says in the Akedah, gives another reason, that really it's to remember the way Hashem created the world, the chidush of the world, that he created the world in 6 days, seventh day he rested, similar to Shabbos, and that's what we do. He says, however, he doesn't accept that reason because then it's just another way of doing the same thing. We do that on Shabbos already. So why do we need another cycle, another concept to remember that idea? So he says the following is like this. He says that it's all, the law of Shemitah is to strengthen emunah and bitochen. Hashem was worried, so to speak, that when the Yidden come into the land of Eretz Yisrael, they are going to involve themselves in working the land, which of course you will need to use the natural cycle of how the land works. And hopefully they'll be successful and they'll get lots of brachas. And the danger is that they will start to think that they were the ones to accomplish this great success. So Hashem wants to give them a mitzvah that will remove them completely from the natural cycle, temporarily at least. And they will realize that Hashem runs the world. The land is not theirs. The success is not theirs. Everything comes from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Why? Because we know the whole point is that when you stop working the land after 6 years, the land is weak because you've worked it strong for 6 years. And yet Hashem says, I want you to work for 6 years, then rest the seventh year. Do not work the land the seventh year. And yet the land will supernaturally produce more produce that year in order to keep you going so that you should be able to survive the land, the time that you didn't work the land. That's a completely supernatural idea. And in fact, the mitzvah of Shemitah in the way is really the strongest mitzvah that involves bitochen, because you're really giving up. You keep Shabbos, you don't work for one day, but you work all week. But when you don't work a whole year in the field and you don't have anything else to eat and you're relying completely on Hashem, that the land in fact will do the supernatural thing and give more than it's used to giving, that is a complete bitochen, a really surrender to Hashem's control. And in order to make sure that we don't, during the 6 years, get complacent and start believing in our own success and start thinking the land belongs to us and the success belongs to us, Hashem gave us the mitzvah of Shemitah to remind us that that's completely not true. Everything depends on Hashem's brachas. Hashem just wants us to go through the natural cycle most of the time, but everything comes from Him. And if He doesn't want it to happen, it won't happen. If He does want it to happen, it will happen. And in fact, it's very little to do with our efforts. It's all got to do with Hashem. We just make that vessel, which Hashem wants us to make, for the bracha to go through. Have a wonderful day and a very good Shabbos.